talk about today, if you don't mind, is I know that there's quite a few things coming into legislation. Why don't you give us some info on that?
Yeah, so, it's an election year, and legislature will be coming into a session here actually a little later than usual. There are a couple days right at the end of the legislative session, I'm sorry, right at the end of this month for legislative session, but there's very little that's actually on the calendar. The really big issue that is over the short term is a Medicaid issue. And, it's certainly if you're in the healthcare area or if you're a recipient, those are certainly very important to you. But all taxpayers should know that this is a $3 billion issue to the state government if we don't get this right. So it's all about coming up with a program that actually allows us to maximize federal dollars coming into the state to reimburse for Medicaid expenses. But it's a $3 billion issue for the state budget, so everybody should be aware of it and care about it.
Awesome. So with all that being said, I know that Medicaid is definitely a huge issue. I mean, not only for people who are trying to get funded when it comes to things like abortions and things like that, but I know that a lot of the seniors are definitely more concerned about what's going on with Medicaid. So that's very interesting to bring up. Now, in order to continue to move on, what else is coming into legislation this year?
Yeah, there's the legislative agenda for the Illinois Chamber is always quite broad because we represent the diversity of the business community. So it's certainly workers' compensation, certainly taxes, certainly healthcare. Infrastructure is one of the issues that I think could get some bipartisan support, especially if Washington starts to actually move on infrastructure. But there are also issues that the chamber deals with that maybe people don't think about, but that are very important to not only just the business community, but our communities as a whole. And there's very few issues that aren't bigger right now than the opioid epidemic. So it's very hard to pass a bill in Springfield and make an epidemic go away. However, we do think that there are some best practices that are showing up in other states and actually even national standards for prescribing opioids to go ahead and limit the opportunity for abuse. And we're going to be having a very wide-ranging discussion with legislators and with providers and businesses about next steps to try and tamp down this opioid epidemic. Well, I didn't mean it's possible to pass a law, although I'm not going to say it's easy
Oh,
because
no, of
we
course
have
not.
some ideas, but it's hard for the state legislature to make the epidemic go away. It's not like you can pass a bill and all of a sudden everything's solved.
Oh, of course not. I
But
completely
there
understand.
are things we can do that we think will add to the solution. But there are probably 20, 30, 50 things that need to be done to actually finally adequately address it. But one good piece of legislation coming out of Springfield, we believe, is part of the solution, and that's what we're going to work on.
Okay, so what part, what is going to be going into legislation exactly? Do you have the number of the bill or the name of it by any chance?
The bill is in, I think we're second draft form, but we're looking at a couple of other states, Tennessee in particular, where they have said that, you know what, there are increasingly national best practices for when to prescribe opioids and when not to prescribe opioids, or how many, how big the prescriptions should be, that sort of thing. So we're going to go ahead and build upon good work that's already happening in other states, build as much of a consensus as we can here in Illinois, and hopefully go ahead and pass laws that will make sure that across the state providers are adhering to best practices.
Okay.